when we talk about something as destructive as child sexual trauma, it's important to talk about how to support victims. Healing can come in many different forms, and two Lansing organizations have joined forces and found it in an unexpected place. Fashion. Fashion for the Fire is a collaboration between the Firecracker Project and Edges Fashion, where the stories of trauma survivors inspire fashion creations. Joining us in the studio to tell us more is the founder of the Firecracker Project, a previous guest on more than one occasion, Tashmika Torok. Hi, Tashmika.
Hi, how are you?
And I am well. And Katie Raynard, the designer featured in Fashion for the Fire. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Tashmika, you've been on the show before to discuss the work of the Firecracker Foundation, and we'll remind our listeners, your mission is to, quote, honor the bravery of children who have survived sexual trauma by building a community invested in the healing of their whole being, unquote. What kind of things does the foundation do to fulfill that mission?
We provide high-quality, consistent therapy options, mental health therapy, trauma-sensitive yoga, and we also provide a caretaker support group for parents and guardians of children who have survived sexual trauma.
And what did you think when Katie first approached you with the idea to combine your cause with her fashion design?
I loved it. We believe strongly in the power of storytelling, and Katie contacted me shortly after one of our Soul Fire events, which is a project where we use photographic images to tell stories. And so when she came to me with this idea of creating fashion design based on the stories of survivors, I thought it was an immediately brilliant concept that we could put together.
So talk to us about what you're aiming to do here exactly, Katie. How is this going to unfold?
Yeah. So what the show consists of is we interviewed three survivors of sexual trauma, child sexual trauma, and it's about using where they're at in their journeys and the process of recovering and from what they had experienced as they were young, and displaying it visually through our fashion designs.
And just give us an example. How will people see that? Exactly. How will that manifest itself?
For sure. So specifically, one of the stories that we're highlighting this year, the survivor, she speaks about how she was very secretive about what she had experienced as a child, even for quite some time into her adulthood. And then she finally felt that she wanted to speak out and share with people about what had happened and where she's at in her journey. And so since then, she's actually really embodied the idea of educating the youth on signs of sexual trauma and to be aware of this issue and such as they're growing up. And so to bring that into our fashion designs, I specifically focused on the idea of secrecy and visually representing that through what I did is I represented it through some harsh lines and some colors and such, and then definitely in contrast to the hope that she's now pursuing in her life. And so I used white fabric, chiffon, and the how I pleated it and draped it to contrast the two, the secrecy and the hope in her life.
Very interesting. Very interesting to consider that. This is the second Fashion for the Fire event. The first was last year. How did the first event go?
Brilliantly. The pieces were very well done. And I think that giving people a different way to view these stories is so powerful. We had one survivor who her perpetrator used to use the keyhole into her bathroom to look at her when she was showering or dressing or attempt to. And one of the things that Katie did is she created this beautiful keyhole necklace set and earrings. And it was just this empowering thing for the survivor and for the community to kind of be able to take a piece of something that was used against her, used against a survivor to create this empowering visual element that they could wear.
Will survivors be modeling these fashions or not?
No, we just have other women volunteering their time of the community modeling, but the survivors plan to be at the show to experience the whole thing as a whole.
I'm speaking with designer Katie Raynard and Tashmika Torok, founder of the Firecracker Project. We're talking about their upcoming fashion show, Fashion for the Fire. Now, will people involved be, will we actually be hearing the stories of survivors at the show?
Yes. The way that the interviews worked is they were recorded. And so as the models are coming down the runway in these amazing, beautiful pieces, the story will be playing over their walk.
Last year's show, Katie, I know involved an auction of a few of the pieces. Will that be a part of this year's show? And what's different about this year's show?
Yeah, so the big difference between this year's show versus last year is we decided to not have the auction of individual items this year. Instead, we've developed our summer clothing collection for Edges Apparel. And so select pieces from the entire collection will be available for purchase in multiple sizes. And then we plan to have exclusive pieces available at the show and then also open up sales following the event.
When you're sitting next to someone on a plane going somewhere and you're just making small talk and they learn that you're a fashion designer and they ask you, well, describe for me what distinguishes Edges. Mm-hmm. How do you describe that? I mean, do your lines have a particular look or aesthetic?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the biggest thing that distinguishes our designs versus other companies' clothing designs is, for us, it's not just about creating fashion that looks exciting and it's fun to wear, but it's about creating fashion that looks exciting and fun to wear, but also has a greater purpose and mission behind who inspired it and what it stands for.
Tashmika, what message do you hope this show will send?
I believe that when we have the opportunity to experience the diversity of survivors' stories, it really changes the way that we react to sexual trauma and the way that we're able to empathize with the differences in people's stories. So when we ask questions and around stigma, like, why didn't they say anything? Or, well, maybe if they weren't doing whatever, this wouldn't have happened. These stories really start to answer those questions and make those questions void, as we all know they are. But when we see a survivor who is willing to stand there and boldly tell their story and challenge those stigmas, I think it's just a powerful thing to happen within your community.
That's a cathartic experience then for the survivor. And you should know you've had your own personal experience with trauma.
Absolutely.
How does that change a survivor? What does that do?
I think it's different for every survivor. I can speak for myself, and I know that for me, telling my story became an act of defiance when I was younger. I felt like if I ever didn't want to tell my story or felt ashamed, I felt like I was carrying a shame that I didn't earn. I was carrying my father's shame. And so for me, as I get older, and I know that it has been so healing for me, another piece of that is encouraging safe spaces where survivors can tell their story and where they'll be respected by people like Katie, where they're creating their stories, but there's a collaborative effort there. And it's not just about exploiting the story for some dramatic effect. It's really about hearing them and honoring what their experience has been.
Your goal at the Firecracker Foundation is toward the healing of their whole being. That is pretty uncompromising language. How fully can someone recover from sexual abuse?
Again, it's different for every survivor, and every survivor has a different depth of experience with sexual trauma. But my hope is that with early intervention, when we're talking about children and families, early intervention and creating healing that applies to all facets of their being. So we're talking about movement, we're talking about mental health therapy, talking through their therapy, we're talking about a supportive community for their family and for the people that surround them, and then improving our community's understanding of what sexual trauma is. So yes, it is uncompromising, absolutely, but I do believe it's the best for the children that we serve.
Katie, you won the MSU Excellence in Diversity Award last year. How did that award impact your work? How did that impact what you do?
So when I first started Fashion for the Fire back in 2014, I was ideating. I started it working with Tejmik at the foundation just as a senior project. And then back the beginning of 2015, when I won the award and I was really building up to what became the first show that we put on, I think that kind of helped solidify my decision to take this senior project idea and turn it into a company and go forward with that in our local community.
Does Edges have any connection to the fashion incubator downtown?
Yeah, I'm actually one of their associate designers at the runway, and so they're assisting me in just kind of developing my business and giving me resources into the industry.
Give us the basic stuff on the show itself then, Tashmika.
It's this Saturday, April 9th. I believe it starts at 6 p.m. At 7 p.m. Tickets are still available. It's going to be a beautiful show. I hope that everyone comes out and just enjoys all of the art that they'll get to experience.
And this is at the Robin Theater. I've been speaking with Tashmika Torok, founder of the Firecracker Foundation, and designer Katie Reynard about their upcoming show. It's called Fashion for the Fire. The show takes place at 7 on Saturday evening at the Robin Theater. Tashmika, Katie, nice to meet you, Katie, and nice to see you again,
Absolutely.
Tashmika.
Nice to see you.
Have a blast Saturday night.
Thank you.
Thank you.